Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Thursday, June 11th. Tesla has started reaching out to some solar roof reservation holders to let them know that they are canceling their orders because they don't cover the area. Some owners are understandably upset after having placed deposits years ago. The automaker unveiled its solar roof tile in 2017 and started taking pre-orders with $1,000 deposits. Originally, they said that installations would begin soon after, and they said international installations could even start in 2018. However, Electrek was contacted by people in Oregon and Michigan who received this email, quote, "Upon further review, your home is not located within our currently planned service territory. The driving distance from our closest warehouse would make it difficult for us to provide you the high-quality service that our customers deserve. For this reason, you will not be able to proceed with their project." The email continues, quote, "You will be receiving a refund of your deposit within 7 to 10 business days to the card used when placing your order." Tesla has officially secured approval to produce and sell a new Model 3 vehicle with cheaper lithium iron phosphate batteries in China. Tesla contracted LG Chem and CATL to make the batteries for the vehicles being built in the new factory in Shanghai. The cheaper batteries are made of materials that are known for lower energy density. The Chinese battery company CATL is confident that they will break the expectation. In the filing for the new version of the Model 3 with lithium iron batteries, it shows that the vehicle is a little heavier than the U.S. counterpart. Tesla CEO Elon Musk said that he is considering the idea of making the Tesla Cybertruck's rear window and body panel foldable in order to increase storage space. A group called the Tesla Truck Club made a mock-up image and asked if this was viable. Elon Musk responded via Twitter by saying, quote, "Worth considering. If this comes to fruition, it would be a great addition to the proposed camper add-on that Tesla had unveiled last year." Tesla started delivering the Model Y electric SUV in the United States back in March of 2020. And now we learn that it has already started deliveries in Canada. Tesla is not expected to have the same kind of success with the Model Y in Canada as with the Model 3, since the incentive programs do not apply as generously to the higher-priced Model Y. Now, that's not to say that Tesla won't have a second delivery, though. I'm sure they've sold more than one car in the whole country. I don't know, we'll keep you posted. Following preliminary agreements from last year, Ford and Volkswagen this week have signed a far-reaching agreement to co-develop electric and self-driving vehicles. The alliance is seen as a way to share costs with new technologies and to take on competitors such as Tesla and General Motors. Ford said its VW-based electric vehicle will be highly differentiated from Volkswagen's lineup. Ford EVs will be designed and engineered at the automaker's European Research and Development Center near Cologne, Germany. Ford CEO Jim Hackett this week has said, quote, "This creates a huge opportunity to innovate and solve many of the world's transportation challenges, even as companies need to be selective about how they use their cash." Ford Chief Operating Officer Jim Farley said in an interview with CNBC that the Ford F-150 electric, along with the new Transit electric van, will launch in mid-2022. The executive highlighted that those are important segments to electrify for Ford, saying, quote, "We are number one in the pickup and the van market in Western Europe and the U.S., and this is our chance. We are electrifying and we are a brand that people trust." The new F-150 electric pickup will follow a redesigned version of the best-selling pickup truck, which will be unveiled next month. Last week, Germany has doubled its consumer subsidies of electric vehicles that cost up to 40,000 euros. But a more powerful measure is in the works to help Germans transition to fuel-efficient vehicles. And that measure is a high tax on vehicles that get less than about 28 miles per gallon. Reuters reported on Monday that a climate protection surcharge would double existing fees starting next year on vehicles with carbon dioxide emissions of more than 195 grams per kilometer. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida has signed the Essential State Infrastructure Bill into law. The bill requires the Department of Transportation to coordinate, develop, and recommend a master plan for the development of electric vehicle charging station infrastructures along state highway systems. Global Offshore, which is a trenching and cable company, has successfully tested a new trench-digging tool designed to allow cabling to extend from offshore wind farms back to the land. Overall, 72 routes have now been completed, totaling an approximate 98 miles. Michelin's Movin' On Summit was held virtually last week, and five sustainable mobility companies won its startup challenge as being able to move from ambition to action. A jury of 22 experts and the public chose the five winners, and they were G Batteries Advanced Charging for developing a technology that focuses on ultra-fast recharging of lithium-ion batteries, Ono for clean and sustainable transport solutions for urban areas, N-Vibe that has devised a vibrating GPS bracelet for people who are blind or have visual impairments, Evertea, based in Sydney, which has developed an innovative recharging software for electric vehicles, and Adionix, a startup that provides rechargeable batteries that have redesigned architecture. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, Indian Motorcycle looks to be headed towards its first electric motorcycle based on a new trademark filed by the company. Indian has just filed for a trademark of the Bonnell name EFTR. The company currently offers the sporty FTR 1200, which could indicate that the EFTR will be a high-powered electric motorcycle. Delfast has just announced a new version of their high-powered electric bicycle, the Delfast Top 3.0. The bicycle comes with some impressive and perhaps ridiculous specs: a 5,000-watt peak hub motor, a 50-mile-an-hour top speed, a Gates carbon belt drive, a 72-volt and 48-amp-hour battery, and that, Delfast claims, is enough for 200 miles of range. The MSRP is $6,799. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.